escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris McMichael.
Right? No, it is not C-Mac. He's on at 6 a.m. It's your boy, Anthony Gallo, for a very special edition of, what does he call this? Just the C-Mac show, the Chris McMonagle show? Whatever it is, I'm here. I got you all the way till 5 a.m., the warm-up show with Al and the great Peter Schwartz. And I haven't gotten to talk to you guys about something positive in a long time. Knicks eliminated for the playoffs, firing a coach. The Mets and the Yankees, putrid June. But tonight, we have one of, if not the best Yankees regular season win, maybe in the last four or five seasons. And after a what you could call rock bottom of the season, a terrible June, an awful start to July, now it feels like they've got their groove back. It feels, not everything is perfect. But it feels like for the first time in a while, the Yankees are bopping. They're the Bronx Bombers again. The pitching is holding up in the moments it needs to. After being no hit for eight innings, down five runs, Jazz kicks it off. They come back to tie it and then win it in extras. The first time since 1977. June 24th, 1977, that a team is down five runs, being no-hit, entering the eighth inning, and wins the game. That was the Pirates versus the Expos. The only team in 100 years, this is a small tidbit, not really mattering for this recent play, only team in 100 years, two extra inning wins after no-hit for six innings. They also had that happen on the May 7th to win the game in extra innings. Very impressive. They're showing fight. The number to call is always 888-808-1019. But for once, in what feels like forever, since May, there is hope in the Bronx. It feels like this team is back to being the contender they once were. A week ago, I was panicking for this Yankees team. A week ago, it felt like they could do nothing right. And now they're gritty. They're an explosive offense. They're doing everything right. Timely hitting. Timely pitching. The bullpen stepped up tonight. Brubaker, to Hamilton, to Williams in extra innings. Three innings, one hit, four Ks when they needed it the most. And you saw when Williams walked off the mound, there was that confidence in himself, in the team. There was that, at least the way I interpreted it, was I just did my job and we're about to win this game. Then you look at everything that's gone right for the last nine straight games. They've scored five plus runs. Their longest streak since 2013. The last four games with runners at scoring position, they're hitting damn near 400. 394, 425, and 727. That's excellent. This team is finally starting to step up. And, you know, I'm one of these people. I said it with the Mets. I said it with the Yankees. It just feels like everyone assumed the second it turned to July that they all of a sudden flipped the switch. That they decided that time has come to step up. Maybe it's a little bit of, you know, good luck, a little bit of them finally stepping up. Maybe it was the fire that was lit under their rear ends with DJ being DFA'd. Maybe guys are starting to turn the corner. I spoke about this 2 weeks ago, that the offense just had this lazy narrative around it, that it was all or nothing Aaron Judge. And Aaron Judge wasn't hitting at the time. And guys like Jazz and Cody Bellinger and Dominguez were all hitting. And now Judge has started to follow suit. Over the last 15 games, they have four guys with over 1,000 OPS. They have another guy in Dominguez with an over 900 OPS. Grisham has played well. Volpe has struggled, but tonight, hopefully, that is a turning of the corner. Stanton with a big home run. Everything that went wrong for a month, finally feels like they're doing all the little things right. You put up a 10 spot and then a 9 spot. And then tonight, yes, the lesser of the three, a 6 spot, but 6 runs, 3 innings after being no hit for 8. It felt very special. It felt like the kind of win. And I know we just said this about the Mets win against the Orioles, but that was against the Orioles. And we know how that offense goes. It's carried by four guys. This Yankees offense is more elongated than people realize. And they're starting to show it. The Mets series, it wasn't the bats that were the problem. The series prior to that against the Blue Jays, it wasn't the bats that were the problem. So they continue to do the right things. And now all of a sudden, everything's going wrong. And you have executives saying that, oh, they don't play good fundamental baseball. They're not a timely hitting team. And all of a sudden, all the negativity surrounding that team is starting to evaporate. And they are not perfect. There's a lot of work to get done. And we'll get to all the things Brian Cashman said this week about the trade deadline and what he wants to improve and Anthony Volpe and DFAing DJ. For right now, this was the team that I believed in. I'm not even a Yankee fan, but this was the team that I believed in coming into the season after the first 2 months they had. This was the team that I thought could be a World Series contender. I'm not going to go as far as I did earlier in the year to say that they're the best AL team, but they are right back up top. They are sitting there with the Tigers, with the Astros. They can catch the Blue Jays still. They are still sitting there. They are now, what, 2 games back of the Blue Jays. And yes, the Blue Jays are on a hot streak. Everyone goes through their ebbs and flows of the Major League Baseball season. But after what felt like the waving a white flag for a month from all of us in the media, from Yankee fans, from the Yankee haters, tonight was a win they could build on. A gutsy win. And it came from everyone. It wasn't just a bunch of home runs. They hit one home run. Yes, it was a massive home run. They hit one home run. And those numbers I gave you with runners in scoring position, that is after they went 1-for-6 today. So think about it in that aspect. The one hit was the big hit at the end of the game by Austin Wells. If they continue to do what they're doing, the Ben Rice at bat, which I thought was an underrated part of this game, that got the bases loaded, that pushed the tying run in the scoring position. And we'll hear Emmanuel's call later, which was awesome. As I was walking and got off the wrong stop, had to walk from 8th Street. I was locked in on my phone to the game and completely forgot to get off. But they get that walk from Ben Rice, which was an excellent at-bat. I'm a big Ben Rice believer, but he had struggled at times over the last month. But the one thing that I'm seeing from him that's impressive, and we will get to a long list of guys that have impressed me over the last 15 days, is Ben Rice worked good at-bats all night long, all series long. Cody Bellinger extends the 15-game hit streak in that inning. Jazz breaks up the no-hitter, a guy who's red hot right now, who's crushing the ball. And off the bat, I thought he had it in the ninth. I really did. But this team continues, as of late, to do the things that make you feel like they are more than just an early exit in the playoffs.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Month, it felt like they could do nothing right. And tonight, their biggest win in what feels like forever in a regular season game. I'm not saying that they haven't had great regular season wins, but this one felt different. You're getting no hit. A guy they could not score on. Not just tonight, but his history at Yankee Stadium. This was his third start. And entering that eighth inning, he had not given up a run in three starts at Yankee Stadium. And the Yankees finally broke through on Woo. Bars. And then the pitching, which my concern was, just like that game against the Blue Jays, they battle back. They get to the point of, in the Blue Jay game, they had taken the lead. In this game, they battle back, and my hope is, can Devin Williams lock it down? And he did not just lock it down. He looked excellent. And that's all you can ask for. If they could get Devin Williams on track, they got a good inning and a couple, I think it was an inning in the third or an inning in two-thirds from Luke Weaver earlier in the week in the series. You got a good, you know, Brubaker, who hasn't given you anything this year in a small sample. They got a good inning out of him, a great inning from Hamilton, who needed to show you something. And then Devin Williams goes out there and shuts it down. After getting a great start, all right, not great, but a very good start for Marcus Stroman, which I think that is something to build on. He has been more consistent as of late. He battled in the Mets game. He battled tonight, and you're going to need that. The young kid the night before and Stroman tonight, these are things that they're going to need. We'll dive into it more later, but Cashman said they're going to chase a starting pitcher. But if the offense is hitting like this, and yes, they need bullpen help. So does every contender in the league need bullpen help. Every single team. Yes, we analyze these teams night in, night out, Mets, Yankees. Every team needs bullpen help. But if they can get the bats to hit the way they are, and the bullpen starts to stabilize, they won't need as much help in the bullpen. And they can focus more on the starting pitching. They're going to probably go after a bat. Their number one priority is going to be starting pitching. But tonight is something to build on. This week is something to build on. Even in the losses, in the series losses to the Mets and the sweep from the Blue Jays, even in those series, the offense was alive and they were raking. And this is not something that is such a small sample. Over nine-game stretch, that's a very long period of time, you're scoring five-plus runs a night. Hell, if it was four-plus runs a night, you'd be impressed. And this is a confidence builder. That's the key, building confidence. They obviously have a cushion in the wild card. And for a team that played as poorly as they did in the month of June, they still sit three games above that final wild card spot, a half game above the Rays. They're two games back of the Blue Jays. Everything is in front of them. They can comfortably build this and sustain this lead of the wild card, where now they can focus on the division. And no, the division is not the end-all be-all. But to get to guarantee home field in whether it is the first round, the wild card round, or get that bye would be massive for this team. You have guys on the mend. You have guys stepping up. And maybe it's not just the bats that stepped up. Maybe everyone on the team saw what happened to DJ LeMahieu, former batting title winner. Vet, guy who's been in the league, respected in the league, getting DFA'd. And no, I do not think the Yankees disrespected him. He's going to get all his money. They gave him every shot to succeed. There's only 13 of these spots for position players, 14, whatever the number is, depending on the team. There's only so many of these spots to go around. No one is guaranteed a spot. So for them to do that, I'm sure everyone in that clubhouse that is not Aaron Judge or the more established guys like that is looking at themselves in the mirror saying, I got to get the job done. And a lot of guys are. It has been underrated how good some of these guys have been. Jazz has been great for an extended period of time. Wells stepping up. Cody Bellinger has been an underrated part of this team, even in their struggles. No, you're not getting the Cody Bellinger that used to be an MVP. But he's been stepping up. Dominguez has been great. And now Judge, after a slow couple of weeks, has finally rounded into form. In that Blue Jays series, it's really where Judge came alive again. And the lineup is a lot better than people give it credit for. Coming into the season, when I looked at this team on paper, I said this was a better all-around team than the year prior. Yeah, you lost Juan Soto, but you replaced him with a lot of good pieces. And now it's Brian Cashman's turn to make sure he solidifies this team. But for one night, one gigantic big win, they did their job. They gave you confidence with a massive win. To do it when nothing was going right. Yes, I know I said earlier nothing was going right for a month. For eight innings, the bats were doing nothing. And they go out there and everyone did their job. Even Anthony Volpe with that slide at home plate. Even Stanton stepping up, pinch hitting. And Boone said it during the postgame, which I thought was interesting. He kind of like cut the reporter off, which I was like, why is he offended by this? I think he was kind of trying to instill confidence in the fact that, you know, this is Stanton. Like, yes, he hasn't been a pinch hitter in his career. And early in his career when he was pinch hitting, he was an everyday player. Right now, he's not an everyday player. So he's had to get ready and prepared in a different manner. Maybe he doesn't get ready to the game, but he has to be ready at any moment. And that was a huge at-bat for the slugger. 50th all-time in home runs, passing Cal Ripken. It's crazy. It feels like he's hit about a third of those against the Mets. But 50, that's where he sits. So a great night all around for the Yankees. A good start from Stroman. Great outside a beater. A great performance from the bullpen. Timely hitting. Sac flies. two-out RBIs. The team did everything they needed to do. That was another bar, by the way. The team did everything they needed to do. And I, yes, maybe it's easier from the outside looking in as a non-Yankee fan, start to build back that confidence when I was looking at this team prior to the season. 888-808-1019. Filling in for the great C-Mac, who will be back at 6 a.m. with Jerry, filling in for Boomer and Gio. We'll talk more Yankees. We'll get into the Mets along the night and their disastrous day after what we thought was the best win of the season. So hopefully what I'm saying right now, we don't look back after the weekend and say the same thing. We'll get into the Mets, more Yankees. We'll talk Mike Brown, the worst national anthem performance in maybe two, 3 decades. All that on the Fan. Anthony Gallo till 5 a.m.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.